Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imumc.org for Thursday, January 7th, 2016. Three Palestinians killed by Israeli troops and army bulldozers destroy homes in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinians, two brothers and their cousin, were killed by Israeli soldiers on Thursday evening at the Gosh Etzion checkpoint near the southernmost bank city of Hebron. Although the Israeli military claimed that the three men were armed with knives and were threatening, no Israeli soldiers were injured in the incident. The Israeli army has came under fire in recent months for its practice of preemptively shooting any Palestinian it deems threatening, including children. In addition, soldiers have been captured on cameras on several occasions planting knives next to the bodies of unarmed Palestinian civilians who were killed by Israeli gunfire. In this case, the three young relatives were shot dead with multiple rounds by Israeli soldiers when they were near the checkpoint. The Israeli military has stated that all three were from Sa'ir village located near the checkpoint. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society has reported that their ambulance and medics personnel were prevented from reaching the men by Israeli troops who blocked their access. In other news, Israeli police on Thursday demolished two Palestinian-owned homes in Ain al-Loza neighborhood in Jerusalem, citing construction without permits as a pretext, according to local sources. An Israeli police contingent accompanied by bulldozers broke into Ain al-Loza neighborhood in the early morning before they proceeded to demolish the two buildings. Meanwhile, Israeli authorities demolished a house and a building under construction in the Silwan neighborhood of Jerusalem. The two structures belong to Abu Diab family from Jerusalem. Issuance of construction permits by Israeli authorities for Palestinians in Jerusalem, unlike for Jewish settlers, requires unreasonable fees that most families cannot afford to pay. Also on Thursday, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped overnight and at dawn at least 14 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank. Moreover, Israeli sources said that the army located guns, magazines and rocket launchers in Abu Sinai neighborhood in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The soldiers also invaded and searched many homes in Hebron City and several nearby villages and towns and interrogated dozens of residents. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, January 7th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jorish Maui, Ammi, Ghassan Bannoura.